Hello, everyone. I'm Joe Cristiano, and you are listening to Liberty Talk Radio on Talk Radio 1170 KFAQ. Well, good morning, everyone. This is Liberty Talk Radio, but the Conceptives radio station is to talk exactly about concepts. On this radio station, I can assure you we will not be talking about the minutiae within House bills or Senate bills. I will not be mentioning political party names or political parties. I will be talking about the concepts. It is going to be up to you to take those concepts, understand what they really mean to us, all of us, as well as yourself, and how they apply to our political, economic, and financial system. And most importantly, to your freedom. Now, I know that sounds like, well, it's so big deal. Well, we have a problem, folks. And the big problem with the freedom in America today is that we don't even understand the concept of freedom. Well, we're going to be talking about that. But this program is going to be talking about concepts. Unfortunately, today, because we received so many calls last week and we're relegated to a half-hour program today, we are not going to be taking any calls. If you have any questions, any comments, especially criticisms, and I mean especially criticisms, please address them to comments@libertytalkradio.com. That's comments@libertytalkradio.com. Now, when we mention the concept of freedom, what are we talking about? People say, well, we're a free country. Or are we? When I mention the concept of freedom, I mean intrinsically we are free people. We are sovereign in and of ourselves. When we are born, we are a free person, a free entity. No one owns us. Now you may think to yourself, well, geez, that's easy to understand. Well, no, it's not, because we don't understand it. And one of the reasons we do not understand that concept is because no one else does. Very, very few people really understand the concept of freedom, true freedom of the individual. And as a result, if this concept makes sense to you, you find yourself being an exception among your equals. And as a result, you don't say anything. And you'll even question your ability to think. We're also going to be talking about critical thinking a little later on in this broadcast, and why we don't think critically, and why the government has made tremendous advances and successes in that regard to our detriment. But I'll tell you, folks, I've been talking about this now for about 6 years. I have to admit that I think I'm going to go nuts, because it doesn't seem to be driving home. It seems that no matter how much I discuss this concept, people always say, oh, yeah, I understand. I agree with you. Sure, yeah, that makes sense. And then I get the however comma. Yeah, however, you can't do that because you'll they don't understand. You'll have this people doing whatever they want to do, and you can't have that. So we have this sea of people, all of our friends and our relatives, people that we know, people that we work with, all with the notion that freedom really means what people or someone else, some other entity, allows you to do. Now, just think of that concept. Is freedom something that someone allows you to do? Well, if someone is allowing you to do something, you're not free. Very simple. So I've been driving this home now for 6 years, folks, and it seems that I'm going to go stark raving mad. You'll be able to recognize me because I'll be walking downtown, talking to myself, slobbering, and just wandering the streets of downtown Tulsa. That's where I'm going. You see, folks, because since I'm the only one saying this and everyone disagrees with me, I must be the crazy person. You know, the definition of being crazy is that when you think you're right and the rest of the world is wrong, you've got a problem. And that's the problem that I have today. And I've had this problem for several years. The only way, the only antidote to this illness that I have is when people start calling in and saying, I get it. I understand. Now I understand what true freedom is. I can define it, and I can live it, and I will live accordingly. When we get enough people doing that, then the antidote will work. I'll know that I'm not stark raving mad. Because soon, you know, I'm getting to the point where I go to the supermarket and I talk to myself. I go down the aisles and I'll be talking. I'll talk to the cans of peas, the cans of corn, especially asparagus. I have great conversations with asparagus, you know. And then I come home and I get on the radio again. And I talk about this concept. It just seems to me that I may be talking to myself. Ha-ha. And that an insane asylum would be a perfect place for me. Because what do? They shove people in rooms or large rooms and they just talk to themselves all day long. I might as well join them. Now, if you really want to save my mental health, you'll give me some feedback on this. You'll start comprehending. This movement will finally start taking off. Just think of the concept of freedom. We have a constitution. Now, I'm all for the constitution, greatest document ever written in the world regarding the restrictions of government and the operation of a country. There's no better in the world. And I'm a constitutionalist. However, the constitution doesn't even make sense to me. You mean someone had to write down the fact that I'm free? Well, why did they have to write down on a piece of paper, parchment or whatever, that I'm free? Think about it. It's this conversation, this insane conversation would be an analogy. Hey, Bob, you know, I'm kind of down today. Well, why, Jim? Why are you down? Well, you know, I want to be free. I really want to be a free person, but, you know, there's no document making me free. Well, Jim, I see what you mean, yeah. Let's go for a drink. Maybe we'll feel better. Just think about it. That's basically the essence of the Constitution. We are waiting. We are searching for a piece of paper that says you are free. So when people discuss the essence of the Constitution, they talk about what the Constitution allows and doesn't allow. It's a specious argument. Conversation shouldn't exist. If we are born free, and we are sovereign in and of ourselves. It's not the state, it's not the city, it's not the federal government, it's not the world order or anyone else that gives us this right to be free. We are free. Now, let me extrapolate this even further. What if you were born in Botswana, Indonesia, Malaysia, Vietnam, China, Slovakia? Makes no difference. Iceland, does that make you a less free person? No, of course not. These people are equally free. The only difference, folks, is that the documents that sort of pretend to tell people that they're free are a little bit more restrictive than ours. I don't even know why we have a constitution. Now, if we want to write something on a piece of paper, we'd say, people are free and they're sovereign. This is the United States. Beginning and end. You know, I hear this argument that, oh, you know, the president of the United States is the toughest job in the world. Toughest job in the world. No, I want to be president of the United States. And I'll tell you why. I'm lazy. I'm really lazy. Give me an out. I'll take it. That's the way I am. So why would I want to be president of the United States? Because it's the easiest job in the world. If you read the Constitution, you'll find that the president has absolutely no right to do anything. The only thing he's supposed to do is put a check on Congress, be a check on Congress in the event they get out of hand and they start taking our freedoms away. So, for example, I would be sitting in the president's office having my coffee and donuts, real strong coffee, by the way, and donuts. And one of my advisors would come in. Of course, I really wouldn't have advisors because there's no reason to advise me on anything. But let's assume I have one, you know, just for funsies. And he says, well, Mr. President, do you know that this country just invaded that country and da-da-da-da-da-da-da? And my response would be, well, Bob, you know, I'm having my coffee and donut. Why did you interrupt me? You know, I feel sorry for the war, and that's terrible. You know, now, would you please don't let the door kick you when you walk out? But what do we do? we immediately get involved in a war, which means we have to force out troops to go over there and get shot. You see, if you understand the true concept of freedom, you'll realize that no one has authority over you. Absolutely no one. Here's the argument. Oh, you'll have chaos in the streets. Oh, you can't do that. Just think about that for a second. If you said to yourself, I am totally free, no government regulation, nothing. There's absolutely nothing. What do you think would happen? Would you automatically leave your house and start rioting in the street, burning cars, knocking doors down, hurting other people physically? Of course not. You wouldn't do anything. You'd say, ah, finally. That's all that would happen. And this concept of being totally free gets muddied because you say, oh, Joe, I see who you are. I can see through that. You're one of those anarchist guys, aren't you, huh? You're an anarchist, you know. And now when they say that, it gives them so much solitude. It's so much relief because their image of an anarchist are people in the streets rioting, cars burning, businesses looting, people totally out of hand, the rioters taking property from other people illegally, you name it. And they go, oh, you're one of those people, huh? Well, of course not. I would never take anything from anyone. I never have in my life. But he said, well, if you had this sort of freedom, you know, all this would occur. But what we have to think about for a second is we have the situation we have today with all of the restrictions. We are one of the most restricted nations in the world. And yet we have a population, a prison population, in the millions. We have the largest prison population in the world. In a country that is not listed any longer as a free country. You know, the Statue of Liberty has that saying, give us your hungry, your tired, your weak, whatever, you know, and you're hungry, yearning to be free. I'm sorry, I don't have it memorized. Yearning to be free. Well, today we have to change that. We'd have to change it to yearning to be almost free, because we're not even listed as a free country. But not being listed as a free country means we have tremendous restrictions on things that we do. And I say things because it's ubiquitous. It's on everything that we do. And yet, with all of these restrictions, we have the largest prison population in the world. Well, that doesn't make any sense. With all these restrictions, we shouldn't have anyone in jail because we have all these restrictions. Everyone would obey the law. It doesn't make any sense. See, folks, when we understand, truly understand the concept of liberty, of freedom, and say freedom, think of the word freedom, freedom, versus kingdom, kingdom. And actually what we have here today is we have a kingdom. We have people in office. We have the king in there, you know, the jesters in the king's court, which is what we have in Washington today. And everybody else is regulated to what? When you think of kingdom, who are you? How are you classified? I can give you the answer. If you're thinking too hard, you don't know the answer. Subjects. We are all subjects of the kingdom in Washington or the kingdom in Tulsa, Oklahoma, however you want to define it. Now, is that freedom? And yet, when these politicians talk, they talk about freedom of the individual. Oh, it's a big deal to them. Oh, we got to protect the freedom of the individual. We want to protect your freedom. And to do that, we will immediately enact new legislation. Here we go again, another piece of paper telling me that I'm free. Why do we need any piece of paper? Why do we need anyone in Washington? I don't seem to understand that. One reason why we have such difficulty with the concept of freedom in and of itself is that we have lost our ability to think critically. It is incredibly difficult to turn that around. How often do you hear someone really think critically versus someone just spouting what they hear on television or in a mainstream media or whatever, and it's stuff that sounds right. Here's something that sounds so right. I very rarely watch television, only when I decide I want to go brain dead and I want to watch something. I watch the drag races, whatever. And then after a while, I just turn it off and off to bed I go. Well, the other day, this was only 3 days ago, I watched a program on, I think it was on the documentary channel, and they showed how the Declaration of Independence was encased, you know, for perpetuity. And they had to remove it from the one case and put it into another. They were in a clean room. The technicians that were removing the Declaration of Independence were in these white suits like you see on these science fiction movies. There was a clean room, you know, wearing respirators and all that. Very gingerly, you know, carefully took the Declaration of Independence out and put it into its new home. They were very successful in doing it. They were afraid it would crack or whatever. It took pains to move a piece of paper from one frame and put it into another frame. I mean, incredible pains. I would love to know the cost of that. It would not surprise me if it trumped hundreds of thousands of dollars to move that piece of paper from one frame to the other. Now you say, well, what does this have to do with freedom? Well, we take such now, because if you are thinking critically, you would look at that and that would get you angry. You say, why would you be angry at that? Now I know, you're right. You've lost your mind. Because when you think critically in this environment, you feel as if you have lost your mind. And I'm saying, isn't that wonderful? I'm glad that they're taking the pains to do all this special work so they don't desecrate, you know, the poor Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. But the first thing that I thought of is, why in the world would we go through the pain of hundreds of thousands of dollars, special technicians, a clean room, to move a piece of paper from one frame to the other? And yet, the intent of that document, the document that says, hey guys, you are free, that we desecrate to heck. In other words, it's the piece of paper that's more important than actually us being free. At that point, we should all be angry. You know why? Because I was angry. I said, how dare we? How dare we take the pains to preserve that document when as soon as it's put away, bingo, what they do is they contradict everything that's in that document and they erode my freedom on a day-by-day basis. Now you say, well, why do we let that happen? How did that happen? Simple. You see, folks, at one time, people thought as individuals. Back in the old days, remember people say, hey, no crazy Americans. That's because we were a freer people. Not totally free, but we were much freer people, and people did what they wanted to do. And they say, oh, the crazy Americans, oh, the crazy Americans. You know, even the French used to say, oh, crazy Americans, you know. And we were crazy Americans because we did what we wanted to do. And we thrived on that. We were a happier people. We were actually more coalesced, and we got along a lot better. And then we started this school system, the government school system, where we took out children and we decided slowly but surely, parents, you don't have to educate your children. We'll do that for you. Yeah, it sounded good, didn't it? So we march all these kids into a classroom, which I call a box. We put all these kids in a box. You got 30 kids maybe sitting in this box. They all come from different backgrounds, different ages, different everything. And we have them memorize. We take children with marvelous imaginations, with an initiative and everything, and we put them in this box and we tell them, we have to memorize. We have a totally failed school system. kids, and we make sure that kids don't think critically, because if they do, guess what? They won't pass the test. So eventually we erode that desire, that true technique of thinking critically, right? But you say, Joe, the school system is a total abject failure. I suggest that no, our school system is an absolute remarkable success. Absolute success. Got it all wrong. Just like the Declaration of Independence, you should have gotten mad at that. With the school system, we should get mad at the school system. But it's a success. You say, how could you say that? Do you know that we have a graduation rate of 51% of high school students in major cities? If you take all the major cities, and Tulsa is one of them, in the city, the high school graduation rate is 51% nationwide. That's total failure. Anytime that you do something, anything, and you fail half the time or half the people fail, it's a failure. No, you see, you're looking at it from the wrong perspective. Because if you were a critical thinker, you'd say, who benefited by those children not being critical thinkers? You know the answer. The federal government. You see, the federal government put this wall behind, against of which critical thinking is not permitted. We forget how to do it. We accept all the rubbish we're told and we're sold. And then when the government says, we have to go to war, you sign up and you go because you're going to be a good, obedient American without thinking. You see, folks, if in fact the government did not stifle our imagination, our intuitiveness, our own critical thinking, the government couldn't start a war. The government would start some stupid war and say things like, well, we have to go to war with them because they hate our freedom. And guess what? We'd say, you've got to be kidding me. Not one person would sign up. It would be all over. We would have no wars. The people around the world would like us, and everyone else would be happy. And people wouldn't be so angry with us. But that requires a population that thinks critically. That is the death knell of any government. So when we talk about freedom, we're talking about how we arrive at freedom, and our critical thinking is that carrier. Without it, we can't do it. Now, how do you get to be a critical thinker? We've been through the schools. It's too late now. You can't go back to school and start thinking about it now. It's too late, right? Well, folks, it's the toughest thing in the world. I've been through it myself. Took me 30 years. That means we have to shed ourselves of all of our belief systems. Now, please, don't go away. When I say belief systems, I'm not talking about your religion. Don't go there. But things that we believe to be right, like the government's there to protect us, TSA is there to protect us and make sure that they don't bomb, the plane. Everything that we believe to be true, we need to question. And it's difficult to do because we have already accepted them, and it becomes part of us. But once we start thinking critically, we go, sounds good, doesn't make any sense. Just as writing a constitution guarantees my freedom makes absolutely no sense. Because when you're born, you're free. I don't care where you're born, South Africa, the Sweden, it makes no difference. You are, in fact, a free person. And this program is just about that. I would love to have your comments, your opinions, and especially your criticisms, sent to me via email, because we're not taking any calls today, to comments@libertytalkradio.com. I'll promise you this. We will get back to each one of you, and we may even make whatever topic you approach a subject of this radio program. And we can get into detail. I certainly would like to thank 1170 KFAQ for this opportunity. I hope this continues. I hope it grows. but not for me, but for the health of this country. This is Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.